Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Empower Others. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. I am grateful, excited to have with me one of the students from Bluefield College, one that's dear to my heart, Sierra Cook. Sierra is a senior, Sierra?
Yes.
Senior? Oh, my God, senior. Student athlete at Bluefield College. Man, time goes by so fast. You're a senior.
Yes, I am.
Wow. I'm grateful that Sierra is here with me today just to have some dialogue about life and process and journey and how to overcome in the midst of what's seemingly chaos. Following Sierra on Facebook, I am excited that she has launched a business with t-shirts and some that I just told her a few minutes ago, I like to have one of those, at least one of those myself. But in the midst of COVID-19, there were a lot of changes that you were confronted with as a college student, having been on campus, leaving campus, having to finish your courses online. And now, even as we're preparing to start a new year, there's still some questions about how things will be. For you, how have you been able to maintain? What's been that thing or those things that have kept you grounded so that you're able to thrive in the midst of a time when many people are falling to the wayside and giving up? What's been your strength in this hour, Sierra?
I would say my strength has been that I know that in the future things will work out. So just because everything isn't going the way it should right now, that I just can't stop because ahead there is more to come.
Mm-hmm. There is more to come. He has a plan and a future and a hope. He has things that have been designed just for you. In your walk, Sierra, has you found that there have been times that are more challenging than others, especially now? What's been the climate?
So I have found times that are more challenging than others, and I get upset sometimes, but I notice that I refer back to the past, that when I do think something is too hard or something was too hard and I overcame that. So that's what I come back to. Like, I always overcome what I think is too hard for me, which keeps me going.
I can remember a few years back, Sierra, you did a Facebook Live and you preached. You preached that day. You remember that day, Sierra? You could probably go out there and find
that
video. You preached that day. I mean, you expounded on the word in such a way that old and young were able to gravitate to the message that you were releasing. And I know being character coach at Bluefield College, watching you grow, seeing you interact, going through challenges like every other college student does, how has your faith played a role in your ability to endure?
My faith has play a huge role, because sometimes I doubt myself. Like, this is why I've waited so long to speak up, because I doubt myself a lot. But I realize that you just can't doubt yourself, because in the midst of everything that you're going through, God will give you a way. He'll make a way for everything.
Yeah, sometimes I know that in the book that I'm doing right now, I had to remind myself and remind my readers that we know that greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. And when we have a relationship with the Father, his son Jesus, and actively engaging with the Holy Spirit, that there truly is nothing that we can't overcome as long as we are staying pliable in his hand, as long as we're engaging and being obedient to what the Spirit of God is saying to us. As a young woman, do you find it's more challenging living a life for Christ than it is living the life for the world? What are some of the obstacles that you faced living for God?
So for me, like, the things that go through my mind is when I want to speak up, are people going to listen? Like, are they going to say, oh, well, she did this in the past, this is what she's done, like, you can't listen to her? Like, I just feel like I'm not good enough sometimes. And he always shows me that I am good enough and that you don't have to be perfect to be called.
Absolutely don't. You don't have to be. It says, he lets us know that he qualifies who he calls. And there are a lot of people who have called themselves and they should have hung up. There's a lot of people that call themselves, or their buddies called them, and a denomination called them, and they've not been anointed for the task. But when you've been chosen by God, when we understand that we are a royal priesthood, when we understand that we are a chosen generation, and that God certainly does equip us for what he's called us to, it does give us an edge over those who don't know him. Much like you, there were many, many years, many more than your 20-some years, that I struggled with releasing the sound that God had given me. I share with people that I was probably almost in my 50s before I really got a full grasp of what it is God wanted me to do. But once I got that, you couldn't stop me. And I was telling some people the other day, don't remind me about what I used to do, where I used to go, who I used to be with, because that's behind me. That's my past. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new in him. And so for them to be concerned so much with my past and not being able to embrace me for who I am in this moment lets me know that often there are people that we have to let go of. There are people that I hear my children, my women, call their BFFs and best friends forever. Sometimes those individuals that we grow up with or have been with for a period of time are not equipped to go with us according to the plan that God has for our lives. Have you encountered any of that, that as you're changing and becoming more of what God would have you be, that people that used to hang with you don't want to necessarily hang with you anymore or don't have the same energy they used to have with you?
Yes, I see that a lot. And something else that, like, sticks out to me is I'm listening to gospel music, I'm talking about the Lord and stuff like that, and I got people that's near me talking about, why do you keep talking about that? I don't want to listen to this right now. And it just shows me that I'm not on the same level that they are.
And that's one thing that I want young people especially not to feel bad about. You know, old wives' tales said birds of a feather flock together. And when you are in your process of becoming according to God's plan for your life, you certainly would hope that those around you would want to engage and accept him and grow in him. But when they don't, I've seen a lot of people try to continue to hang with the old crowd, and they get sucked back in because they're not strong enough. Have you seen that happen with young people who were living for God, but, you know, they didn't want to leave their old crew, and they end up getting caught up again?
Yeah, I see that all the time. People just, they just think that because they have a calling on their life that it doesn't change their environment. And that means that they should change their environment, because if you're stuck in your environment, you become a product of your environment. So you fall back into the traps that the enemy wants you to fall in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you feel are some of the biggest traps right now for young people?
I feel like some of the biggest traps are social media, because on social media, there's this image that a lot of young people want to uphold, but at the end of the day, half those people that post those things aren't even like that in real life. So I feel like young people try to follow what they see instead of walking in their own light.
Mm-hmm. one thing that I think I've discovered is that many young people aren't really ready. When you're in your 20s, for some reason, they don't feel like they have to start tapping into their truth and finding their purpose. But to me, I feel like that's the opportune time to really get the knowledge and the wisdom and the keys that you need to move forward. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I feel like as you grow older and you mature, so 20s is when you start planning your life out and you start thinking about what you want to do. And I think that is something that young people need to realize, because what you do early in life can affect you later in life. So you should think about decisions that you make and all this other stuff so that you can live your true self.
Yeah, that right there. Yeah, we really don't grasp how important our decisions and our youth really do affect what we do later in life. I mean, once it's done, it's done. And as much as we say, oh, well, you know, that's that. Yeah, that's that. But how is that going to affect you later in life? I see young people who doing crazy stuff, like crazy stuff in their early years. And then when you say to them, if you get caught, if you go to prison, if that's on your record, if these things happen, do you care how this is going to affect you later? And a lot of times they just don't care. Like, they don't see the significance in living upright early on. Like, they think they're invincible. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have sons. I have daughters who've dealt with some guys. But for whatever reason, sometimes I look at our young Black males specifically in this hour, and they have this image of being invincible. Do you see that? Have you seen that in the young men that you're around?
Yes, I see it as a lot of young men that don't have fathers in the family, or they feel like they have to be the man and do things that they see going on around them, but necessarily that's not what they should be doing. They don't have a lot of people don't have positive role models to look up to, which I think is a big problem with a lot of stuff that they deal with.
Mm. That right image to guide them. Yeah, I can wholeheartedly agree with that. Yeah, I can agree with that as well. I think that's another reason, though, that we try to encourage young people to start building a relationship with Christ early on. Even if you didn't have a father, you have a father in God who will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. You have a big brother in Jesus who gave his life for you so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. You have the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you, that guides you in all truth and can keep you out of some mess if you're willing to lend an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. So I agree that for many who are dealing with lack of having a father in their lives, there's a father that's available that will love you like none other if you're willing to receive him as your own. Absolutely. If you had to give some words of wisdom, Sierra, to young women who may look at you and say, wow, Sierra's pretty amazing. She's a college senior. She plays basketball. She's an entrepreneur. She's a voice. She has a relationship with God. Wow, I really wish I could be like Sierra. What would you say to that young woman today who's lost and seeking? What words of wisdom would you give to her?
Say that life is not just, it's not easy. We are going to go through things. Everything isn't going to be smooth. That you have to just remember that God's there and that all things work together for your good. So whatever you go through, there is a reason for your pain, and you will prosper out of everything. I would also say that just keep moving forward, because you can't move backwards. You can't stay stagnant. You keep moving forward, something will come to you, and there will be a chance to win. I would also say that everything has a purpose. So the pain, everything that you go through, you get discouraged. You just can't look at it like, oh, wow, this is my life. You got to look at it as this is something that is going to turn into something greater for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to work out for my good. It's going to work out for my good. Yeah. That's a whole there. That's great. So can you tell us a little bit about your business, Deara? There may be someone who's listening today who's interested in some of your wares. How can they find it? How did that come about? What was the inspiration? Because I think you've been trying this. You've been working with this for a couple of years now.
Right. So I look at it as I didn't want to do anything with T-shirts. Last year I walked into a T-shirt place. I just wanted to get a T-shirt made, and he asked me that I want a job. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll do this. So now I look back, and I'm like, God put me there for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I was there so I could be here. As long as a T-shirt business, it's just something to do, something fun to do, a way to make some money. I like capitalizing on religious themes and also what's going on right now with Black Lives Matter. I can make a lot of different things. We're centered around family, so it's me, my cousin Morgan, and my cousin Trey, and we're just trying to have something that is wrapped around God but can still please people.
Yeah. That's good stuff. For those who are looking for some of the graphic design work done by Sierra, she is on Facebook. Sierra, what's the last name? I was going to mess it up. Cooper, right?
You did what? Cooper, yeah.
Sierra Cook Cooper on Facebook. She has some great designs. And I'm proud of her. I am proud of her. One thing about Sierra that will always be a part of me is that Sierra offered me the opportunity, and I accepted to baptize her as a student at Bluefield College, and that I will forever hold on to be a part of that moment for my students. Life-changing for them, but equally life-changing for me, because that's a moment in time where you're saying to the world, yeah, I know you think you know me this way, but I am who God says I am, and this is my declaration that the old man has passed away, and behold, I am new in Christ. And so for that, Sierra will forever hold a special place in my heart. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Even when she's not as nice to me as she could be. You know I'm teasing. I give my girls a hard time. Sierra can tell you that when I recognize greatness in them, I'm not easy on them. Am I, Sierra?
No,
I'm not easy on them, because I really desire that they walk in the fullness of all that God has for them. Yeah, I'm going to put pressure on them. I'm going to probably say some stuff to get on their nerves, and they might want to roll their eyes and say something under their breath. But I know what God has shown me, and because of who I am in Him, I want my girls always to get everything that God has. So I'm going to give them the push. I'm going to give them the nudge, but I'm also going to give them love, because it is love that covers a multitude of sins. So I am grateful and thankful for you joining me today, Sierra. I'm super excited for all the greatness that God has ahead for you. Prayerful that in the fall you will be back on campus, and I'll get to see your beautiful face as you continue in this senior year doing great things and making a greater impact than you've ever done before.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us today. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, for Lunchtime Inspiration. Another student from Bluefield College, Cynthia Brown, will be with me tomorrow to share her story as an overcomer dealing with anxiety and depression. So join us at 12 noon as we share to inspire and empower our listeners, as it is our desire that we give you insight and tools to help you live out your day.
We certainly hope that you were empowered by that awesome message and that word of inspiration. To learn more about Empower to Empower Others, we ask that you visit the Empowerment Place Ministries website at www.theempowermentplace.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, as you are empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.